At the bottom of the San Joaquin Valley, along State Route 33, which is officially called the Petroleum Highway in Kern County, is the small community of Taft. You might not know the name, but odds are good you're at least slightly familiar with its history.
New roads, agriculture, employment, education, these are just a few of the things we can offer you. And I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that if we do find oil here, and I think there's a very good chance that we will, this community of yours will not only survive, it will flourish.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis as oilman Daniel Plainview in There Will Be Blood. The year is 1911, and he's preaching about oil to the people of the fictional town of Little Boston, which was loosely based on Taft. On a hot September day in 2020, Les Clark comes across as the modern-day version. He says that while technology may have changed, the fact remains.
Taft is an oil town, period. That's our backbone. Bakersfield is, you know, big town with a few oil field workers. This is an oil town. I mean, most everybody in this town has something to do with the oil industry.
The 77-year-old Clark is Taft's elder statesman of oil. His family moved here in the early 1950s, and about a decade later, after graduating from Taft High and completing classes at both Taft College and Fresno State, he started in the industry. Clark hasn't served the big companies like ExxonMobil or Shell, but independent producers, the really little guys.
I represent, I think, 24, 25 properties, mom and pops. I have a couple larger members. I mean, they produce probably anywhere from 5, maybe 20 barrels a day. In comparison, we produce in Kern County 450,000 barrels a day. So you see we're spitting the ocean.
Clark represents the small players with his Independent Oil Producers Alliance, a trade group for people with a handful of leases. Meanwhile, Chevron and Era Energy have large footprints in the oil fields surrounding Taft. As time marches on, Clark says they're getting better at plumbing the depths.
When we first started in this, in 65, we were only able to get about 25% of the oil out of the ground. And now the majors are saying that they could probably get 60 to 65% of the oil out of the ground. So that means you still got 35, 40% of your oil down there.
As long as there's demand, there's still plenty of supply to tap in the Midway Sunset oil field. Some 20 miles long and a few miles wide, it surrounds Taft and is California's biggest oil field. Over more than a century, it's produced billions of barrels of oil. Taft is boom or bust, just like the industry it relies on. At one point, thousands of workers called the town home, and Standard Oil of California had its headquarters here. Those days are long gone, says Clark, to emphasize the point.
We're going to go right down the middle of Taft. I'm going to throw you out there in the middle of the road, see if anybody runs over you. And they won't because we don't have that much traffic. Nothing going on up there. I don't know about you reporters. Gee, Merry Christmas.
Outside of Clark's office, we climb aboard his big pickup truck.
So the best of times was filmed here. Jack Palance was here.
Really?
As we drive through the heart of Taft, population 9,200, Clark pauses at the Oil Workers Monument. Unveiled in 2010, the large bronze sculpture shows several oilmen at work on a towering derrick from the early 20th century. Every 5 years, the city hosts a multi-day celebration called Oil Dorado, featuring facial hair contests and a beauty pageant showcasing the Maids of Petroleum. Like so many events, this year's Oil Dorado is canceled because of the pandemic. Clark keeps driving, and we start heading out of town.
Going down Highway 33. We're just going through some of the supply houses for the oil industry. See, this is all vacant. They used to have a lot of equipment in there, but it's vacant. Some of those were in hurt because of the regs that the oil industry faced and very restrictive in our ability to stay in business. So
we leave the main road and are now in the thick of the Midway Sunset oil field. The ground is essentially naked and oil pumps extend as far as the eye can see. We pull over and I get out of the truck. The beating heart of Kern County isn't some deafening sound of heavy industry. It's the softly clanking drone of thousands of oil pumps rhythmically cycling up and down.
Now you're gonna laugh at what I'm about to say, but when I got out, it smells like oil.
Yeah, some of it does, yeah. It smells like money to me.
$15 billion to be exact. A county report found the assessed value of everything tied to fossil fuels, land, mineral assets, all of it, to be more than $15.6 billion. After all, 80% of the oil produced in California is extracted from Kern.
Right now, oil stands at about 11 to 12% of our total economic activity and property tax base.
That's County Supervisor Zach Scrivener. Oil is integral, he says, to keeping Kern operating smoothly. More than $100 million of oil tax revenue goes to Kern schools, and over $80 million goes to funding the county itself. Scrivener says the sector is one of the few remaining where someone with only a high school diploma can climb the ladder and earn six figures.
The upward social mobility of our county, when you compare it to other parts of the country, we are always number one or number two or number three on that list. And it's just because that a person who comes out of either true or relative poverty with very few opportunities can get a job in this industry and can make very good money, and they can live the American dream by buying a home and having a family.
The tide of black gold may lift all boats in Kern County, but the state of California is trying to move away from fossil fuels as the effects of climate change bear down. In 2018, then-Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill setting 2045 as the target for all the state's electricity being generated by renewable sources. For his part, current Governor Gavin Newsom's 2019-2020 budget included $1.5 million for a study looking at, quote, environmental and economic programs and policies to dramatically reduce fossil fuel demand by 2050, in line with the state's overall climate goals. While addressing climate change and the wildfires burning throughout the state earlier this month, Newsom reaffirmed his energy plans.
California leads in low-carbon green growth. We will accelerate those efforts, but we will be mindful in that transition of making sure we do it effectively and reliably and safely.
That doesn't sit well with Scrivener.
The governor has made it clear that he wants no petroleum production in the state of California by the year 2050. How do you, as an industry, operate in an environment where the governor has stated that he wants you out of business? How do you, as a county like Kern County that depends so much on oil, try to plan for the future when such a major part of your economy is under attack by the governor and radical liberals in Sacramento?
Talk of Newsom gets a lot of people like Scrivener hot under the collar here. That's not a surprise. Many see LA and the Bay Area setting the state's agenda on things like energy without input from the regions directly affected, and while still depending on dirty energy to run their economies. But then Scrivener says something unexpected.
Renewable energy is actually the second biggest economic driver in the county. It surpassed ag about 5 years ago, I'd say. So oil number one, renewable number two, ag number three.
Agriculture and renewables trade second place back and forth, but a region that's been known for gushers for more than a century is increasingly on the map for its wind and solar farms. Kern's Planning and Natural Resources Director, Lorelei Oviatt, says customers from near and far are lining up and spending big.
If you live in Santa Monica, your green electrons come from Kern County. If you live in the city of Los Angeles, your green electrons come from us. The city of Los Angeles' largest renewable energy projects are in Kern. You know, San Diego, Northern California, Amazon, they come to Kern. That is $56 billion of private investment money from around the world. EDF from France, EDP from Portugal, Avangrid from Spain.
We ought to be working towards renewable energy. That's a good thing.
That's Gordon Knipp, the vice chair of the Kern Cahuilla chapter of the Sierra Club. He knows that Kern's move away from petroleum is going to be a blow to the region.
It's clear that losing the oil industry is going to cause a financial strain, and that's where the state has to come in.
At the local level, Knipp says Kern is still doing business the way it's been done for a century. Full steam ahead with oil. When talking about the region's future, he believes it'll likely fall to the state to find a way to wind down the oil drilling, what he calls a just transition, including a path forward for oil workers.
We ought to be planning for a just transition, a transition which comes up with means to address the loss of those thousands of oil field jobs. In Kern County, we ought to be finding places for those folks who are working in the oil fields now to work elsewhere.
And along with the jobs, oil brings in nearly $200 million in property tax revenue annually. How do you replace that? Actually, Lorelei Oviatt, Kern's planning director, has an answer.
I calculated on the back of an envelope that I would have to build 66 Amazon fulfillment centers every year to replace that.
While her department courts and approves renewable projects, Oviatt is also eager to welcome the logistics sector to Kern. With plenty of land, I-5 and Highway 99, and established environmental mitigation policies in place, she says bring on the warehouses.
If there's too many in Ontario, come to Kern. Those are good jobs. People just with a high school diploma can go to work in a logistics center. They can get paid education. They can learn how to repair the robots, not just wait for the robots to show up.
For now, oil is still king in Kern, but the twilight of its reign might be here. With renewables on the upswing, County Supervisor Zach Scrivener is appealing to the state to let this historically oil-rich place tap the resource it has.
As we are transitioning to cleaner forms of energy, my plea is don't shut us down here in Kern. Let us pump every last drop of oil. Let us collect the tax revenue. Let us provide the jobs. Let us provide the supply that the state of California needs.
But a reckoning for energy production in Kern County is looming. And environmentalists like Gordon Knipp say the time is now. So while towns like Taft continue to celebrate their heritage by way of oil Dorado, California's ambitious climate goals could prevent them from scraping the bottom of the proverbial oil barrel. For KCRW, I'm Matt Gillum reporting in Taft.